Glad to invite you to turn in your Bibles or to follow along in your Psalters as we look at Psalm 111. As we begin a new year, I'm introducing a new offering psalm, and you'll notice a new doxology as well that we'll be singing throughout this year. And since we'll be singing this all throughout this year, I wanted to give attention to it. So that it would not just be something that is by rote. Instead, I want you to pay attention to what we sing during our offerings, that it might be part of our worship to the Lord. Psalm 111, please listen as I read God's Word. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, and giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. I'm going to direct this meditation especially to the connection to singing it in the time of our giving our offerings to the Lord. And I want you to consider, as this psalm does, to consider the many reasons and the many works of God that are given to us that we might worship him. I'll call your attention to several of those. Beginning in verse 2, it talks about the works of the Lord. The psalm calls us to remember those works, to even study them and meditate on them. But even more than that, to praise God and to worship him for them. The psalm describes them as being honorable and glorious. And in these first verses, it speaks of the works of the Lord in a generic fashion. In other words, it's a broad, encompassing statement that helps us to see that there's the work of the Lord all around us that we should consider. And then the psalm starts to narrow it down and to say, here are some specific things that you should remember. And it's in the context of worship, week by week, that this psalm leads us to remember, to study, to meditate, and to worship the Lord for these great works he has done. So the next thing that is more specific is that he says to praise God for his deeds of righteousness. God has done something specific. It's not just a general reason for praising God, but the works of his hands are described in verse 7 as being verity and justice. And that word verity is maybe an old-fashioned word that means that they are truth. And so there is truth and justice that are given to us to consider. And this psalm lifts our attention week by week to think of just how we serve a righteous God. There is no untruth in him. There is no injustice in him. Instead, we can meditate on a God who is, by his very nature, truth and justice and righteous. And then, maybe most appropriately in connection with our offering, this psalm gives praise to God for his provision to us. The psalm mentions how God takes care of you in very common ways. He provides food in verse 5. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. And in this very beautiful and poetic way, this Hebrew psalm and Hebrew poetry bring together something really common, like our daily food, with something really powerful, the promise of God, that he keeps in mind his covenant, and the psalm weds those two together in this one verse to say that the way he cares for you is connected with his covenant promises. As we sing in the midst of our offering each week, I pray that you would remember that very well, that the way he has cared for you physically is connected to his covenant faithfulness. But then the psalm connects even that to the redemptive work that God has done. And so we're led by the psalm to praise God for sending Jesus. And this is where he himself is seen, especially in the psalm. It speaks of redemption in terms of God remembering his covenant. In fact, there is that link between what God has done physically to what he has done spiritually. So not only is God caring for us in a physical fashion, but he is also caring for your soul and has provided for the forgiveness of your sins. Something that we need to be reminded of each and every week. And in the midst of worship, in the midst of acknowledging the grand works of God and the specific provision for us physically, we also connect to that he has sent Jesus to forgive us of our sins. It's as if the psalmist says, as surely as God remembers to care for our everyday needs, he will surely also remember his promise to forgive our sins. That's what verse 9 emphasizes. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant together. A covenant is a promise already, and it's then intensified by this, a commanded covenant. So there's strength to the promise of God that is given. And the psalmist responds to that by saying, holy and awesome is his name. In all of these things, as we give the Lord our offerings, my prayer is that you would be reminded of the greatness of God and his goodness. I'm reminded of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus himself has taught us to pray, of how the Lord brings together things that have a cosmic significance and that have then a very day-to-day common nature to them. We pray that God's name would be hallowed and that he would give us our daily bread. And in this psalm, we have a similar dynamic that is going on. From it, we learn that even the common things of this life are God's good gift. Meditate on that throughout this year as you sing this psalm and as you give God your offerings. We learn that we can look to God to provide for us, especially in those common things. That's one reason why we pray for our daily bread. It's one reason why we pause at our meals to acknowledge that this is something that we look to God for. We learn to be thankful. In fact, we train our hearts by these things to give God thanks for what he has given to us. And we learn that we can depend on God to provide for us spiritually. The psalm, as I've already mentioned, does well to connect creation and redemption, things that are common with things that are spiritual, things that we might tend to take for granted that are really on both sides of the equation. And in bringing those two together, we can see that our awesome and glorious God has provided, he has commanded his covenant for us. So today we'll sing the entirety of the psalm in its two sections, but we'll start by giving God our offerings, singing Psalm 111, Selection A. And as we give God our offerings, we'll sing this selection, Psalm 111, Selection A. You may remain seated.